The HeartTrust NTA recently launched its apprenticeship program. This as the agency continues its thrust to equip persons with requisite skills and competences to survive in today's world. Up next, Executive Director of the HeartTrust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, outlines the elements of the program and its importance.
The apprenticeship program is one of our modalities in ensuring that we equip persons with the requisite skills and competence for them to survive in today's world. The apprenticeship program will actually have two components to it, a school-based and a work-based component. And the basic difference between both is that for the school-based, they will do 70% classroom and 30% work.
What will be the duration of that?
The duration course is dependent on the level at which persons are admitted to the apprenticeship program. We operate using the National Qualification Framework, or the National Vocational Qualification Framework, which has five levels currently. Level one, which is the entry worker. Level two, which is the skill worker. Level three, which is the intermediate supervisor. Level four, the advanced professional. And level five, which is the graduate.
So one can enter at any of those levels?
Depending on where you are in your educational field. What we are trying to do with this new apprenticeship program is not just to limit it to those persons who currently don't have any skill or any training. You can also be graduates of the University of the West Indies. Or
graduates of the university?
Precisely. And use this as an opportunity to gain valuable work experience. Because most persons recognize now that if you're going to be employed, persons tend to want to know that you have some exposure and work experience that would bring value to what you give to that organization. So the apprenticeship program will now facilitate a graduate kind of apprenticeship as well. So you start from level one, you can move to level two, level three, level four, level five, which is the undergraduate, graduate level program that we have.
But the apprenticeship program for the graduates would not be school-based. That would be the on the job
right,
and training.
Right. So I was indicating earlier that you have the school base, which will be 70% and 30%. Then you'll have the work base, which will now be 70% work, 30% classroom. Because for some persons, for those at the graduate level, the classroom component might not be necessary.
No.
But what we recognize that even some persons leaving university, their attitude towards work will have to be worked on.
Okay.
So they might have to be exposed to some employability skills that will allow them to understand how well do you assimilate in the working environment to ensure that you're making the right kind of contribution. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is to go inside a workplace and upset the boss because you're not behaving or exemplifying.
So life skills might be important.
Very important. Mm-hmm. And it is also important that they understand the whole issue of emotional intelligence, because that is critical in how you function
absolutely
in the workplace. But for the most part, and for the majority of persons that would benefit from this program, they would actually fall in our level 1, 2, and 3 program going forward. So for those persons, you'll really need to still have a classroom instructional component to their program to ensure that the skills that they need to get outside of a work setting, that is imparted within the classroom.
How does one apply it for this program?
Well, we do have right now our online application system, and persons can actually use the online application system to access and say you're applying for the apprenticeship program. You can also go to any of our regional offices right across Jamaica, and they can assist you with that online application. We are moving away from the paper-based application system because of the difficulty in just processing over 40,000 applications per year.
40,000?
Yes.
You get as many as 40,000 applications?
Right, per year.
For heart programs?
Yes. And that brings in a capacity issue right there, right? I am fully aware of the concerns of persons who are applying to heart, having the difficulty in hearing, okay, when do I get acceptance to the program? But there's a long waiting list. Now, the issue of treating with that long waiting time is our online application.
Executive Director of the HeartTrust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.